Lime. Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling bonus podcast episode, movie dissection, where we dissect a movie with a professional wrestler in it. These episodes are on the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. You support the show, get access to our full archives of bonus episodes and other great content. This episode we're putting out on the main feed as a preview to see what's going on the Patreon. Today we're going to be dissecting Avengers Endgame. There will be spoilers in this. Spoiler alert, consider yourself spoilers. Spoiled. consider yourself spoilers.
Consider yourself spoilers.
Wow. For that, I would say...
Your next stop...
The Jabron Zone. Okay, I put myself in the Jabron Zone for that. But hey, if you dig what you're hearing on this episode, and I know you will, this is going to be spicy content, baby. Go to patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. Support the pod, baby. Do it. Everybody is doing it. A lot of people are talking about supporting the podcast. Okay. Great. My Trump is great.
Keep in mind.
Shut your hole!
keep in mind, this is a half intro.
Yeah. This is a half intro. This is not a full intro. Okay. But we got a lot to say about this movie, and we got a lot of great folks in studio. As usual in studio, we introduce our normals before the guests, because guests are always not welcome here. To my front, Nasty Newman.
How about it?
What? Oh, not giving him the full intro.
No, just half intro.
Okay. How about half intro? Yeah. Okay. That's it. Can you give me a little more?
No, that's it. I've clocked in. I've done my time.
Wow. Well, you see what we're going to get out of him today. Oh, my God.
Shame.
Okay. Okay. Anosh, in studio, the Canadian dream, but my Canadian nightmare, Anosh McAdam.
Bienvenue. Half intro.
Oh, half intro. I mean, guys, come on. Are you going to bring it or what? Okay.
And
the host of the Everything Is Rent podcast.
Very popular.
Extremely popular. I've been on the podcast. You can check it out. A lot of people are checking it out. They're listening. It's very popular. Sarah Claspel and Beth Appel.
Hello.
Hi.
I lumped you together because you're co-hosts of a podcast.
Yeah,
but you're
fine.
Both
that's
individuals
true.
With a lot to say and a lot to offer, as a matter of fact. A lot of gifts, a lot of talents.
Thank you.
Yeah, that
you
is true.
You said gifts, but it sounded like gifts. Like,
a lot of gifts, a lot of JPEGs, a lot of .mov files.
That's true. Sending out a lot of Tormund Giants Bane gifts.
Yeah.
So if you text me, you know what you're getting.
You know you're going to get cats.
Cats and Game of Thrones bearded guy.
You know what happens. When you open up a text from Sarah, you go,
holy motherfucking shit.
You're blown away. You're blown away by the content. Anyway, let's get into it. Before we start and get into Avengers Endgame, which we're going to chop up, we're going to dissect to an unhealthy degree. And by the way, because Batista is in this for, I don't know, 8 minutes?
Maybe.
we are able to call this a professional wrestling movie. But he was great. He did get a nice laugh line out of me. Mm-hmm. Everybody, what kind of media are you guys watching right now? Anything you want to recommend to the listeners, the Jabroniac Nation? Anything, any shows? TV, Sarah recommended a Twitter post.
I recommended
it. Oh, was it the, it wasn't the Sansa Stark one?
No, no. The last time I was on, I recommended a video of a dad rapping at his newborn baby and making the baby laugh.
Mm. Did you post that in the Facebook group yet?
Oh, I don't think I have.
By the way, you can check out the Comedians Wrestling Facebook page. We talk about wrestling
at 4 in the morning.
Under his eye, blessed be the fruit. But yeah.
What?
My favorite part.
There's a lot going on.
I've been on this pod a couple times, and it's always a delight. But my favorite now is watching Beth watch Dan.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen someone more in their element.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Actually, here, we actually have a recording of me.
I loathe myself.
That was from earlier today.
And that's also literally what Gabriel said, that he's never seen anybody more in their element.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Something about hosting podcasts, that's just nothing enough for me. You know what I mean? Beth,
yes.
What are you watching? Anything you want to recommend to the folks?
Listen, I'm a reality television connoisseur. I watch them all.
as long as there's an elimination component to them,
right.
I'm not interested. Well, I am. I'm interested in every TV show ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially reality with elimination. I watched every episode available on Hulu of the reality show Love Island. And
By the way, I think they're called competition reality shows. Is it called reality shows with elimination?
No, because there's some that aren't competition, but people still get kicked out. Like Bachelor in Paradise, Love Island, similar concept where it's not a it's like the competition is just like to fall in love and we're just watching them.
Right.
But then there's suddenly an element where people get, you know, in Bachelor, they don't get the rose, or in Love Island, they get dumped from the island.
Oh my God. I watched a couple episodes of Love Island, the British version.
Yeah, well, that's the one.
Right. And
they're making one, a CBS one here.
Which will be not as good, I don't think.
Of course.
It won't be. This show is trash.
Yes.
Utter trash.
It's also on British television. They show people naked and stuff all the time, right?
You can see a dong for sure.
Oh, right. Nice.
Wow.
I'm always looking for dong.
You got to tune into a dong.
You got to see a dong.
The artistic director of UCB loves seeing people eliminated from competition. Very on brand for you, Beth.
Yeah, and as everyone knows, I take great joy in all the negative parts of my job.
That's right. Beth is the artistic director of UCB, which means... You're out of touch.
Excuse me.
Beth, that's going to happen 100 times.
So far, none of those have been related.
No. They're all, hey. Bro. Nothing fit at all. So, yeah, Love Island, I recommend it. It's a great, if you like trash TV, it is a great time.
Yeah, and I also like, don't jump in late. Start at the dang beginning.
Oh, yeah. Does that drive you nuts?
Yeah, because it's building off of itself. And like, if you're just like, well, I heard season 4 is the best one, you don't know. Mm-hmm. Watch from the beginning.
Right.
Yeah. When does Bachelor in Paradise come back? Does anyone know?
Well, we still have a full season of The Bachelorette.
Oh,
first.
That's what they have to do?
So not for a couple more months.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I should have known better, dude.
Now that one fit.
Hey, come on, dude. Yeah. I'll go for it. I always go before Sarah. It's a running gag on the show.
I guess. Makes sense.
I like to recommend the show Killing Eve.
Ooh, that was going to be my wreck.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that was going to be your wreck also.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going highbrow.
Wow. Oh, no.
Okay, I'll go on Twitter and find something else. It's very dumb.
All right, well, Sarah, you could do it.
You do it, because I do have a dumb Twitter thing I'll recommend.
Is it the Sansa thing?
Yeah, it's the Sansa thing.
The thing I liked about Killing Eve is that one of the main characters, not Eve, is a psychopath, okay? Is that a spoiler? No, right?
No.
Okay, yeah, you could tell she's a psychopath. But I think it's the most, it's hard to pull off a show about someone who's just like nuts, right? So
yeah.
I feel like on the show, successfully, like I feel like you could kind of figure out her logic, and she's like pretty three-dimensional, even though she is just a psychopath. Mm-hmm. And they find like a really interesting wrinkle about her that I won't reveal, but I think is really cool in the show. It's British, so it's good.
Did you watch End of the Fucking World? Speaking of British shows about psychopaths,
I actually forgot that I saw that show, and I just watched that kid's Black Mirror episode. Actually,
I haven't seen that.
It's really good. Black Mirror somehow feels like underrated, even though everyone loves it. Like I feel like it's so great. It's like the best show, but people are like, yeah, I watch Black Mirror. No?
I haven't seen it.
Really?
I'm always very behind on TV shows. I'm like very up on like three TV shows. I always watch Game of Thrones. I always watch like The Great British Bake Off.
Right.
And who else cares about anything else?
Well, I think Black Mirror suffers because it has the balls to end thing on like total down notes. Like it never ends well for anybody on the show ever. Yeah. And like, I know my dad will if you watch something with a bad ending, he literally is just like, he's like, why'd they have to do that? That's his whole thing. It's always like, I liked it, but like, why'd they have to? And then you're like, that's the whole point.
Yeah. He's like, I liked Black Mirror the first time when it was just me looking at myself in the mirror. My last name's Black.
Oh,
Can you smell what the Rossi is kicking?
That is my dad. I got anything on here. Yeah. Test me. I got anything. It won't match contact wise.
No, it never does.
It will loosely.
Do you have your mom saying she loves pizza?
No, I should get that. I love pizza. That's how my mom would say that. But my mom has been on the podcast before. She was a big hit. And she stood up for me, which was very nice. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, she's a queen.
Anything? Yeah, she is a queen. Yes.
I was just reminded of her because you're. I was looking through like Time Hop, and your wedding anniversary just passed.
Oh,
yes.
And
yes.
Looked at a bunch of photos of us together.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's great. That's the one good use of Facebook, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Besides, Comedians of Wrestling Facebook.
Comedians of Wrestling Facebook, which I was telling Dan and the guys before this, I I don't watch a bunch of wrestling, but I really like the Facebook group. It makes me want to watch wrestling more because everyone is cool. And nice, and
it's an
fun.
It's an outlier in the wrestling group world. That's, for sure.
We just deleted 200 bots.
Yeah.
From the group, we combed it. Okay, this thing is curated to the T.
I heard that your that Cambridge Analytica is using your group to steal.
Look, all we did. Look, we sold data packages to Cambridge Analytica so that we could micro market our podcast to very small enclaves of people.
That's fine.
Yeah.
The rumors are. Okay, that they're going to make a clone army of Comedians Wrestling Facebook.
Yeah,
package.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
and that's where we're gonna. That's that. World War III is going to be a clone war. Of just like Tulo. And yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be big. Anyway, speaking of big, let's get into Avengers Endgame.
All right.
Let's the big it. Movie. So.
Avengers. Endgame.
Game.
Guys.
Shame.
Hey, I'm always prepared, baby. I mean, Game of Thrones, should we talk about Game of Thrones quick? I was like, hey, this is going to make this go on forever. But yeah. Look, we just had the big episode. What's it called? The Long Night?
Yes. Yeah.
The third to last episode of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fourth to last, technically.
First three more.
Did everyone see the episode?
Yes.
I know you've not watched Game of Thrones.
No, I have not. I'm too late now. I missed it. I didn't watch it for the last 11 years, and now it's too late.
I agree.
I missed it.
Did you see it, Newman?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So. What did you guys think of that? I know I thought it was fucking fantastic. I loved every second of it. I had a great time. I know you feel differently.
I love Game of Thrones. I read all the books. I'm a big nerd. I was very pissed at the episode.
Yes.
It was dark as hell. I couldn't see a thing. The TV was calibrated. It was great. You shouldn't have to.
Thank you for those kind words about my television.
I watched it with Beth.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about Beth's calibration. It's not the proper calibration. She's got an 80s calibration.
That's not, it's not true. It's a new television.
Yeah.
But also, you shouldn't have to put out. You shouldn't put an episode and be like, everyone, you have to change. Like, I can watch every other episode of every other television show and it looks good.
Right.
And then the Game of Thrones, a show that I'm super bought into. I'm going to like this episode no matter what. I hate it because I couldn't fucking see anything.
You say you super bought?
Bought
into. Super bod.
Tangent, I have a super bod. Yeah. Look at me.
I was like, hey, get over yourself.
I will never. Super bod is one of my favorite Jodd Apatow movies.
Yeah, super bod. anyway, that was worth it. Worth it. worth it. Good joke. Okay, hold on. We got to give that something proper, right? I don't have anything for that. Everything I have is negative. Hold on, I got something for that.
This is hot garbage.
Okay, that's what I have. But you're right. You know, whenever you have that feeling, my big thing is sound.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but whatever it was, what was going on with sound in the 70s, you know what I mean? Where sound effects were 20 out of 10 loud, and then voices are a 1 out of 10? And then you're trying, like that, so many movies like that.
How about how quiet it was inside Winterfell somehow? Fully soundproof.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jake Riegel for mentioning that. Yeah.
Jake Arya Riegel, goes friend inside. Of the show.
It is happening with TVs, though. Like, I feel like an old man when I'm watching. I'm like, I feel like it used to be from like one, if you got your TV up to like 60 volume, like 20 years ago, that was fucking loud.
It would like blow your ears.
Mm-hmm. Now, like 60 is like, you have to start
baseline
there.
Yeah.
And I was, it was like 98, my volume. I'm like, what's
it
happening here?
It does depend on the show. Some shows I'm on 4.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some shows I'm like, I'm on a 4. But then also, the more we add like technology, like I have a sound bar on my TV.
Yeah. Very bragging.
Wealthy man.
He's bragging.
Extremely wealthy sound bar.
So you have the one setting for the background noise and then the other setting for the dialogue.
So I think I don't have it right. And I'm like, oh, it's too much here. Like, it should know, you know?
It
but
should
then
know.
Also, I find that I have to turn it up and down constantly. If you're talking about wrestling, like the intro of Raw, the bumper, the one that's like, that thing is so loud.
Welcome to wrestling.
Vince McMahon. Yeah, anyway, because you know, in the Game of Thrones song, they constantly just say the characters. Sansa Stark. That's, I don't know, my soundbar is doing that. Is your guys' soundbar doing that?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah,
yeah, it's got overly complicated where you shouldn't have to. It should know, right?
I have my soundbar remote in my hand at all times during TV viewing.
Right.
I'm adjusting
checking
that constantly.
Right. So did this. So the darkness, did that bother you guys? I it did bother me. I was thinking about adjusting, and then I was like, all right, I'll go with this.
The brightness on my, again, I'm like 90 years old. The brightness on my TV is way up to begin with, so I actually didn't notice that it was dark until people were saying that it was dark. Hmm. It seemed fine to me. I also watched it way after everyone had been watching it, and so I had heard that there was like bandwidth issues, like there were so many people watching at once that like the compression was bad, and so that the picture wasn't that clear. And I watched it at like 11 o'clock that night.
Yeah,
and it seemed fine.
Did you have a problem? You had a problem with the storytelling of the episode?
I just had a problem with, like, it was hard to do storytelling because the visuals were, it just looked like a mess of people. Just a mess of people. Because also it was super dark and it was just hordes of zombies.
Yeah.
There were some beautiful shots, especially like the dragons above the clouds was really cool. But the Arya stuff, of course, A+. But it's too dark.
I felt like, in terms of Game of Thrones, I mean, you can go so deep into it, but just to surfacey level, the arguments I had from my friends who didn't like it was, and this is a spoiler, is the fact that, like, the night that the dead are gone, you know?
Yeah.
That, like, they were the perceived big threat of the whole show, and they kind of went out, like, they went out difficultly, but also arguably, like, in...
We never found out enough about them.
Right. And like the Night King, who we know started out as man, is kind of like, oh, well, he just got stabbed. He was gone. And it was as he was facing Bran, where it's like, what does he want with Bran?
I think they said like two sentences in the last episode. Like Bran was like, he's coming for me.
And but he always comes for the Three-Eyed Raven. Like that's his end point, is to erase the Three-Eyed Raven, because the Three-Eyed Raven is humanity's memory. And so if he gets rid of that
hard drive,
then so he gets rid of all the memories of humanity, then humanity is erased forever.
Yes.
Alex, my goodness. How'd you find that out?
See, that was explained to me also.
Bran says it. Yeah.
I must have fallen asleep at that moment.
See, you got that from all that?
Last episode, Bran says that.
I remember him saying
that. He says, I am the hard drive.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the hard drive.
You'll find out what a hard drive is down the line.
You have to control, alt, delete. Task manager comes up.
I actually have that clip here.
Not changing my lifestyle. I'm 4 or 5 women every day of my life.
That was Bran from the last episode.
Yeah.
But I think that Game of Thrones really gets away. It's this interesting thing where it's really slick, because you're like, they don't have to explain anything. It's like, and everyone walks around like, duh, you don't know who Jon Snow's dad is. I was like, you told me last week and I don't remember.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, that's on me? For some reason, like, they don't have to be clear, you know?
My girlfriend notoriously does not remember, like, plot lines from, like, even from, like, the last episode going in. So, like,
she has all that head trauma.
Yeah. She was in a horrible accident.
Like Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, to Maddie TBI.
Yeah. And so, like, first episode.
That's what I call her. Is that? Does she appreciate that?
She does not. But I know you're not going to stop. So it's not worth bringing it up.
I just like to label people. I call a spade a spade.
Yeah, it's true. I know.
Oh my god.
But she was like the first episode. Like Theon and like Sansa are face to face, and she goes, wait, what was the deal with them? And I'm like, I can't even begin
Well, Sarah sent around an hour-long recap.
Oh.
Pre-watching, which I watched.
Yeah.
It was very integral to enjoying any of that first episode.
So, but the Night King comes back every like 5,000 years or whatever. Like he's like a cicada or whatever. Like,
is that when winter comes? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a thing where like he gets defeated and then he like starts over.
No one knows. Somebody was like, yeah, well, they said he comes back every 1,000 years. Like, I think you're wrong. No, like, everybody's like, wrong.
No, it seemed like he had
like
never
super
been
a long winter every 1,000 years.
But he did come back. There was a point in the past that the White Walkers. Did something.
Yeah, that's true.
Was it pre-First Man? And then
the
First Man
the
was the first man after the White Walkers? Who knows?
But I don't think Bran intended to mean like, if you defeat him, he's going to come back because he always, I think, because he even said like, no one's ever no one's ever defeated him before.
Right.
So he's always just been pursuing and the wall has kept him at bay the entire time.
Cool. So Bran
and the wildlings out there dealing with him.
Right. So in terms of the episode, cool. So we can get into all that. But did you guys feel like with three episodes to go, now knowing that the Night King's like out of the White Walkers are defeated now? Mm-hmm. Did that feel like? Did you think they were more important than that ending?
No. I mean, I'm all about Cersei. I think she's one of the great characters of all time. And to be like, she's actually more of a threat than a zombie army, I think, is cool as hell.
I love that. That's
great.
That's
part of the plot
argument
that I like anyway. Yeah. I don't care about the zombie part of the plot.
Because we know Cersei's like motivations too. Night King is just like, I'm the knight. Yeah. I'm gonna kill everything. But yeah, Cersei has
It's two dimensional. Sure. The White Walkers. They're right.
Yeah.
So they're just like the imminent evil. But I think Cersei turning her back on humanity was like the moment you're like, she's the truest evil thing in the world.
And
she's
like
more evil than these guys.
We'll let all of them get slaughtered and then we will kill what's left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Like, that's what's going to make these next few episodes crazy.
Mm-hmm. That was my big argument I was arguing with Shebs, obviously. Yeah. Like,
well, he's
losing
wrong.
My mind, arguing with my friends constantly.
It's a classic red
I don't
herring.
Know what this friendship is.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a classic red herring. This is a known device. He's wrong. For thinking it's like a mistake or something.
The beauty of a Game of Thrones, whether you like the choices they make or not, there are times I'm like, is the fact that you never know where they're going. Right. Like, there is a world where it probably wouldn't happen, but there is a world where the Night King just wins, Jon Snow's dead, they're all dead. There is a world where that's the choice.
But everyone wanted that so badly. We all wanted someone major to die, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Right.
That was really disappointing.
Right, but I mean, Theon died.
Who cares?
Jorah.
Who cares?
Jorah.
But yeah, this
that
is, like,
dickless
truly
piece of shit. Yeah. Theon.
Anyone with a cock is dead, which, you know, I thought.
Podrick is double alive.
Yeah. His dick got bigger.
Somehow, yeah.
But I thought the fact that, like, Jon Snow, and I think it's so cool that Jon Snow, you think he's going to be the hero of the Night King storyline, and it was Arya. He was kind of like a turd in that episode.
Yeah.
He really didn't do much.
He didn't do anything. Yeah, playing that, like, pop-up gopher thing with the dragon.
Yeah.
The dragon's like, I'm going to kill you. And he's like, I'll hide behind this rock, but I'll pop out a second.
Yeah. I don't know. At one point, it was like, just stay where you are.
Yeah.
That was Jon Snow that episode, just unnecessary shifts.
Yeah.
And he's like riding a dragon like a fucking idiot.
I have a question about the dragons. Speaking of tactics, right?
Mm.
Maybe we can convene on this.
Start with the dragons.
Start with the goddamn dragons.
Send the dragons out to burn the people immediately.
Plant them on the porch and just shoot the thing you already said is one of their two weaknesses at them.
Yeah.
Army over.
Yeah.
Yes.
They just slaughtered the Dothraki.
Yeah.
They're just gone.
I love that part where they kind of just like hit this like wall of like darkness and disappear slowly.
That was very cool, but then the logic of that they were able to do that but then had to have an actual battle with anyone else they came into contact to was crazy.
Yeah,
because they like they had horses and swords on fire, and then the next line were just guys, right?
Yeah.
So that, yeah. And why not? Yeah, I also was thinking that, like, why not? I don't know how much time there was. I guess the
they should have just shot them, right? Get machine guns and just
mow
them down.
Where's their gun stash?
Yeah. Duh. So Why would they have Theon guard Bran?
Excuse me, it's Theon and like six of his friends. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Theon and like a couple of like archers.
With only, yeah, archery and no sword. I was like, archers. You're yeah. going to kill the Night King with like a staff?
Yeah. they had read the script and they knew that Arya would.
Right.
Yeah.
They knew that. Well, it was a decoy. Like I forget so much episode. That was the plan to like lure him to Bran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's so.
But it
weird.
Seemed like there wasn't a plan.
No.
Like
once he got to Bran,
no one planned on Arya doing that. It was just like we'll lure him and then we'll be out in the open. Me and six guys with bows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when the first part of your plan fails immediately, like when the Dothraki get. Eaten alive.
Yeah.
It's like everything else. Oh, we didn't plan for anything else.
No. The plan, I think, was Daenerys says to, is that her name? Daenerys?
Yeah.
Khaleesi.
If you're from Long Island,
Daenerys.
Daenerys.
Daenerys Guadagnino. she says to Paulie, she says to Johnny Snow, She says to him, like, at one point she's like, we gotta go, they're dying. And he's like, no, well, like, they're not, like, stick with the plan. So I think the plan was the dragons were protecting Bran, and then they went off.
No,
so that was it.
They were supposed to wait on that mountaintop or whatever and get this signal to then light the trenches.
The trench.
Oh, I missed that.
That
was the only thing you did with two dragons?
That's even stupider.
The thing could have done with just... A guy like Tyrion could have been his job, right? Like just like
are you saying what I think you're saying?
Even a fuck it no, I would never. No.
But when they tried to light it with it, all the fires went out for some reason.
They like were like laying their bodies on top of
no,
them.
No, before.
No, because they were trying to use the arrows, but the arrows were going
they just
out
went
before
out.
They were
because,
like,
because of the fog and the wind.
Too cold.
Too cold.
Yeah, too cold. Which I told them they didn't listen to me. Well, I told them, guys, it's going to be cold out there.
It's going to be too cold.
Yeah, you're shouting right into your sound bar. Yeah. Does this work this way?
Bring a jacket! but yeah, like, so it's weird because the significance of Bran is not, it doesn't feel like they all know, but they also know that. They know the Night King want. The only thing that they seem to know is that the Night King's gonna want him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
But they don't understand Bran. They don't give him really any. They don't go like, "Hey, Bran, what's your deal?"
Like, they started to get into it like last season, and it was. I love shit like this where it's like shared consciousnesses and all that. And it seems like there was like a theory that Bran the Builder, who's the guy who like built the wall, is this Bran. Because once he becomes the Raven, he exists like in all possible timelines ever. And so there's a theory now that like the Night King is also Bran. And that's why like if the two meet, it nullifies and everything's erased.
Right.
One problem I have right now with Game of Thrones is the same problem I had with the Wonder Woman movie, controversial, which is that no one's using any of their powers. The Wonder Woman assembled that team of like crack fighters, and then they get into the battle, and no one uses any of their powers. In this, Bran's he's just getting into a raven's eyeball for no reason.
Yeah. He dipped out.
The dragon, they don't use the dragons. Yeah. Arya hasn't stolen a face in. Forever.
You gotta steal the face.
She snatched. She snatched what's his fuck's soul though.
Whose soul?
The dude she banged.
Gendry. Yeah. She didn't steal his face. She stole his soul.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, she did something with him, right? Because she knew that the leeches were on his dick, right?
Wait, what?
I'm serious. She said to the Red Queen or the Red Witch, right? She
Red Queen. Red Witch is Avengers.
Scarlet Witch.
Which we will get into
Scarlet
one
Johansson,
day.
Black Widow.
Right. Scarlet, whatever. Melania, Ivana, it's all the same. Little Trump humor.
Does anyone like that?
I've never dipped in Trump lore before. What?
Does anyone like this Trump stuff?
We're waiting on the metrics to come back.
It's going down. It's been going down. I just see you guys and do Trump.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh every time.
It's so stupid. It's because I don't like Trump. Right. Does everyone know this is an anti-bit? Okay. All right. So listen. Here's the deal. Listen. Okay. I'm going to reserve holding back. I'm saying, did you guys... we're talking about the Red Queen. Red Witch. Was she the queen? No. What is she called?
The Red Woman.
The Red Woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Melisandre. Okay, Melisandre, yeah. Mm-hmm. Melisandre Cien Almas, okay? Yeah. So she put leeches on him, right?
Yes.
And then she had told Arya that. Arya told him that in the last episode. And then she was interested in having sex with him after that.
Okay.
Oh, you think it's related?
I thought it was tied in.
Well, no, I think Arya brought that up because she assumed that Melisandre, like, banged him. Because that's what Melisandre did with Stannis.
When he impregnated her with the guy that killed Renly.
Yeah, and this assassination, the smoke.
Yeah.
Assassination smoke baby.
Yeah, the assassination smoke baby. Okay.
So Arya brought that up being like, so you bang. And he was like, no, not her. But she's like, but you banged other people. Like, will you bang me?
Yeah. I'm not trying to have my first time be with a virgin.
You think it wasn't to be slick? You think it was to steal a soul?
No, that was just a colloquialism.
But you think that every
sex.
Time a woman has sex with a man that she's trying to steal his soul. I've heard you say that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's clear.
There has to be an intention of a woman. You say that. Yeah. You always say that. You go,
a woman would never choose to do this.
The word I use is agenda.
Okay. Yeah. You do. Yeah. And you talk about the men's
essence,
rights.
Yeah, group they think the essence. Yeah, the MR. Yeah, the men's rights group. I have. It's in the Armenian People's Civic Center over here on Hillhurst.
Yeah.
We meet every Thursday night.
Right. See you there.
Free coffee.
I'll see you there. Free coffee. Yeah. You got to go.
It's not good coffee. But it's free.
No, but it's free, so it's good. So, yeah, okay. So, Arya, my thing is that when I watched the episode, and we'll get into Avengers after this, but I'm saying that I thought the fighting was great. I had a great time. I prepared myself. One thing I like about Game of Thrones is I like the one thing I told you that I like that it's unpredictable. You truly don't know what characters matter the most. Nothing is sacred, which is very cool. And then the other part is that I like the battle episodes are very earned. So I know, like, I tend to be someone, like, I don't like Fast and the Furious movies that much, right? Because I feel like it's all action, and that's it. That's the main attraction. This, I feel like they are like, hey, I'm going to see a one-hour battle. It's very precedented, where, like, every season or so, there's one ep that's, like, only a battle.
Yeah.
So I get mentally prepared for it, but I can see how some people will be like, they get a little fatigued by all the fighting, you know?
Yeah.
But then I thought in this episode, they actually did a nice job of breaking it up. Because like I like the Arya like horror scene in the library.
Mm.
I thought
that
was cool.
Too scary.
It was very scary, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was. I think it was great for horror loving people, but for me, I was like, no, thank you. Turn on a light. Too scary.
This is super specific, but is it weird for a zombie to like check under something? It feels weird to me.
It felt like a different genre. Almost. Yes,
it definitely felt strange. But I also think they're establishing that the White Walkers and technically the White Walkers are not the undead, the zombies, right?
There's the Whites, which is like WHIGHT, and I think that's like who the night what the Night
and those
King
are the
is
ones that shatter from Dragonglass.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then the White Walkers, I think, are like the zombies.
Right. Okay. So I feel like they're not dumb at all. Like they're pretty savvy.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're like if they see you, they run. They're not like lurching zombies like in like Resident Evil video games or whatever. Where like if they happen to get near you, they'll grab.
Well, they're sort of like a legion, like they're a hive mind.
Right.
And so I think they're all thinking like the Night King. So he's like, oh, start throwing your bodies on that fire. They all start doing it.
Yeah. Right. And I just like when things are earned. I think that's the main thing about Game of Thrones that I love is that it's earned. It's like Arya, they spent a lot of time showing you that she has the ability to sneak up on anybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
and so it's believable that she would jump out of nowhere where like Game of Thrones, if they did, if like Fast and the Furious would just be like Vin Diesel would just do that and it'd be like, for no reason. You know what I mean? Like it has no skill.
And then apparently the knife drop was a thing she had done when she was practicing with Brienne?
Yeah.
I read that. I didn't know that. I read it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think we'll see where it goes from here. I think it's really cool. There's three episodes left, and we've eliminated the dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's...
But also probably half of the living in the North, or more.
Right.
Yeah. I think what happened was that when this show started, zombies were in vogue, and then now they're not, and like, we just gotta get...
Now powerful women are in vogue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we'll be talking about Thursday night at the men's rights group.
Yeah. They're into powerful women.
Yeah. We got to get them down.
I want Game of Thrones to end with just Cersei on the throne, pregnant with her fucking loser boyfriend, that loser pirate boyfriend.
Yeah.
And just everybody's head on a stake behind her.
Her boyfriend.
Like, she's like so happy. She's smiling like, yay, like for the first time ever.
Her loser boyfriend who at any moment is going to leave to go buy a can of dip. And never come back.
That's the first actor in Game of Thrones that actually like takes me out of
he
it.
Does.
I'm like, that's
truly,
just that's a guy I've seen at fucking the Oaks.
Yeah, he's the second one, right? They switched him out, that character.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so. Once did another actor played that character?
Because it was they swapped out the Dothraki,
Dario.
the guy who became the transporter.
Dario Naharis, right?
Yeah, they swapped out Dario Naharis.
Oh,
who
maybe
was like
not
a love interest of
Khaleesi.
Of Khaleesi, okay.
Because he got the transporter leads. Like when Statham left. Yeah. That's true. All right, let's talk about Avengers Endgame. All right, so the way we do this, we got Game of Thrones, check it out. We go around the room here. Everybody, you say how many moves out of five you give this movie. Five is a perfect movie. With a professional wrestler in it, okay? Mm-hmm. So this isn't The English Patient, which is the movie we give as the perfect shining example of a movie none of us have seen, and I believe over time people are like, why did that win Best Picture?
I saw it in the theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, not that. It's the so movies we've given five stars, five moves before.
Okay.
Are Magic Mike XXL, okay?
Right. Haven't seen it.
Jumanji. And there's one more.
Have you seen Jumanji?
No.
Oh, you'd like it.
They Live.
Fighting With My Family.
Yeah. Fighting With My Family.
Okay, because it was a movie about professional wrestling.
They
okay?
Live, right? Didn't that get five?
No, four.
No,
I think it's four.
I think it got like four or five on average.
I think I always ask this question.
You weren't there.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's start with our guests.
Ooh, switching it up.
Break in precedent. We finally have became chivalrous here at the pod. Sarah Claspel, how many moves would you give Avengers Endgame, which you saw two times and one time with me?
Yes. Saw the second time with you. I'm going to give it five moves.
Wow.
Five out of five. I might even get five and a half.
Hold on, please. Hold on. Sarah, five moves. Would you like to give a quick explanation for your?
I
this
loved rating? It. It made me. It was. It got me. I cried constantly from both joy and sadness. And the second time I saw it with you at 10:30 in the morning on a Tuesday.
And by the way, in the empty dome, which still somehow we sat next to some assholes.
Yeah. They were truly a huge row of them right behind us. Right. And I was like, why? But I cried a bunch the first time. I knew I was going to. I cry at everything and I love it. The second time I was like, oh, I know what's happening, but I cried at least as much. I thought it was so fun.
Great. Five moves. It's a perfect movie with a professional wrestler in it.
I've seen a bunch. Because I saw Fighting With My Family with you guys. We saw Jumanji. Ever since I've been on this podcast.
That is true.
The movies I watch with you guys.
You've
pretty
been
good.
Here a lot for the five movies, except for Skyscraper. Which was a piece of trash that you love. Beth Appel.
Yes.
Five moves. Your first time rating on the show.
Yes.
How many moves out of five would you give Avengers Endgame? And keep in mind, your boyfriend Dave is listening.
He probably is. I will give it also five moves.
Five moves?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every time.
Okay, gonna be a long episode.
Oh, hold on, so
see if he loses. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, fine. I fixed it. Beth, five moves, a perfect rating out the gate.
Yeah.
Either you have loved this movie a lot or your integrity is low. What shall you say for yourself?
I just think, okay, so I didn't love the movie, but it's like we're in a moment right now. Like this is such an exciting cultural moment. Like I've never lived through something like this before. It feels so exciting. And I had a really good time watching it. I got to watch it with my precious, perfect boyfriend who loved it so much.
And 40 other people, right?
He gathered 40 people to see it for his birthday. I got artwork made of you know, his version of the MCU, which was our faces on MCU characters' bodies. And
do you want to say who we are?
I'm Tony Stark. And then
I'm Star-Lord.
You, Sarah, was Star-Lord, yeah.
And the reason why is because Dave said, well, you like to party.
So, everyone knows that.
I'll take it.
And it was just, it's so impressive. What they did is really blew my mind. It's extremely impressive. I didn't like it that much, but I was absolutely blown away by it.
You like the effect on popular culture is a five moves.
Yeah, I guess it's more of a sociological five moves.
Well, the fact that they have like 11 years of movies that culminate in this is an incredible feat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Newman, are you willing? Are you the breaker of chains?
I think
the breaker of moves.
You know, like what my rating is going to be for this.
You already told me what it was.
I already told you.
Are you going to stick with it?
Yeah.
It's an unprecedented move.
I'm going for it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I think this movie was transcendent for all the reasons that Beth just illustrated. And I also liked the movie a lot, just the movie itself, not just the concept.
Well, I think Beth said she didn't like the movie.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm saying that I think if we went back here,
you said I didn't like the movie, but it's fine. It was good.
It was a good movie.
It's fine. I think you said I didn't like the movie. It was your first line, I believe.
I give this movie, I got to break the scale. This is a six move movie.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, see, I'm not even sure that is capable of the soundboard. Let me just say, hold on a second. Okay. And
shock!
Wow! Okay. Oh, that's unbelievable! You just shocked the system.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow! A six moo movie. I guess I'm allowing it. Now we're fucked for the rest of this podcast.
That was
the
a twist.
The space time continuum of this podcast is off kilter.
Yeah.
What do you know?
I mean, yeah. We'll put when we're done with this episode, we'll put the Soul Stone back in the stream and get rid of that splinter we
Absolutely.
Just made.
Absolutely. Yeah. No big deal. Worst case, if we don't like this, we'll go back in time and fix it.
I cried like Sarah literally the whole time. Like it feels like there was every 25 minutes I was crying because I was sad or because I was happy or whatever. The writing I thought was like particularly sharp for like a superhero movie. The time travel element was elegant for how convoluted that bullshit can be. I just loved it. I loved it a lot.
Wow. All right. Anosh, the breaker. I mean, truly the breaker of moves. Will you bring this party down a peg? Now, keep in mind, Beth said she didn't like this movie.
That's true.
I liked it.
I have a lot of pressure to sacrifice my integrity because I may not like it, but you know, I do like the zeitgeist effect a lot that it had, and I think that's pretty impressive. But there's always a chance that I could change my rating at the end at something that's a part of this podcast. Right. I'm going to go with 4.5.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's a flexible 4.5. Things could change.
By the way, just so you know, at the end of the episode, you get a chance to adjust your rating to respect your peers' opinions. All right. hold on. Let's see what we got. Okay. Well, all right. 4.5 moves.
20 and a half moves have been bestowed.
It's our most rated movie so far. I will say, here's the deal, this movie. A lot of good points around the board. It's time for me to give my moves, okay? I will say, this movie was important. I completely agree. I think the scope of it is incredible. I think about me as a kid who had all the Marvel toys, was obsessed with the comic books. My dad owns Amazing Fantasy 15, first appearance of Spider-Man. My dad is a big comic book fan, Mark, growing up, and I always loved it. So to see it all play out, and I remember like the first Spider-Man movie, the one with like Tobey Maguire, not Topher Grace.
Topher Grace.
The same guy, right?
Yeah.
Same guy?
I think so.
The same guy? Those guys, when I saw that, I remember watching the theater being the CGI is like so shitty in this. Like it took me out of it, and I remember like hating CGI. And to think about now what these movies look like, where I'm like, Thanos looks like real as fuck, or whatever it is, it looks better than real. You know what I mean? Like, it looks amazing on the screen, the way he moves. You see Josh Brolin.
Right.
Like, you could see him acting. I think, like, in terms of just filmmaking, I think that I think that's incredible. And the fact that they interconnect stories, which is like what I always want, like wrestling, it's like to care, put a lot of care into story and your decisions and all that. I think all that to culminate in this, I think is a crowning achievement, not to mention arguably one of, if not the best performance of our lifetime by Mr. Robert Downey Jr. I think what a character. Mm-hmm. What a way to bring to life a character that I cared about 0% as a child.
Yeah.
Iron Man. Like, I was like, that is the worst character of all the Avengers. I was like, the suit is kind of cool. He had a dumb mustache. And coming out the gate with the, just sprucing up the facial hair right away. All of the jokes in this movie are funny.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's a joke I didn't like in this movie. You guys can maybe point one out later.
I don't remember the jokes, but I do disagree.
Okay, you didn't like them.
Yeah.
Okay. I laughed at all of them, which I think is, like, so rare, especially for the comic book movies, except for the Marvel movies, which have, like, a very high hit rate for jokes, you know? I would argue with Marvel, that's my big problem, is that they're all a little too jokey for me, and that is what I would say about this movie. What the downfall of this movie for me is, I didn't like the choice of the Hulk thing. I was not into that. I prefer my Hulk smash, like an unironic Hulk.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Now Bruce Banner is funny too, because, you know.
Yeah, but not to interrupt you, but he's like, he's like ripped and like, he's confident.
Oh, I love
so
him,
now
Jack.
He's like, it wasn't, didn't read to me that he was like funny. It was just like, he's confident now.
No, he's
so
funny.
He's like,
eating 45 burritos, like taking pictures of people. But I like that Hulk is like more primal.
Right.
And that, like, I like that Ruffalo is real boring when he's Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
And that he has like the dichotomy between the two. But I understand the idea that he would now like center himself, like take a bunch of yoga classes and like when he has those 5 years off.
Yeah.
And then he would do it. The idea is really strong. But in terms of, in terms of the way it played out, it's like, okay, so Rudd is it? They're all the same. They're all Tony's. They're all versions of Tony Stark.
Well, and also the only other, there's only like two types of jokes in any of the Marvel movies. And again,
you're right.
I usually think Marvel movies
are. And you didn't like this movie. We have the quote, right? I don't like this movie.
Why are you pointing at a note?
Yeah. I know. Can we get that playback?
There's a ticker right here and everything.
The Marvel movies, I think the jokes are typically very funny. I like them a lot, and I'm always impressed by how funny they are. But there's also one joke is just any number of characters taking things literally.
Right.
That's like a joke. There's like 18 different Marvel characters where that's their only joke,
right,
including the man of the hour, the wrestler.
Batista,
yeah.
Oh, that's,
who I'd argue
that's
the best one of them.
I agree. Yeah, I totally agree.
Because that's the only thing he does.
Yes, yeah.
But, yeah.
And I think he's so funny. Yeah. But like,
when he was stabbing, so funny.
But those are the only two jokes. Either you take everything really literally, or you're like, sort of like,
snarky.
Like a wise guy.
Right,
yeah.
Those but are like, the only two jokes.
I agree. I wish, with all of this, I wish that there was more of a mix of genre. You know, I know that's difficult to do, but I feel like they hit big with the Tony Stark humor. Iron Man was a big hit. And then they followed that formula throughout the whole time, even to the point where, like, Chris Evans, well, I was like, his first movie, I feel like, didn't hit because they tried to make him, like, it's like, they leaned into it later where, like, he's serious. But even when he's serious, he attempts jokes. Mm-hmm. And I thought the good laugh was when he saw his old self, and then he was like, all right, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was right. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I love that. That is America's ass. Very funny.
Right. That was funny, and the joke, all right, they figured him out later on. But I'm just saying it's a little bit, like, the same. Like, if you think about the thing is, giving this 5 boos is so hard for me, because to me it's not as good as, like, the movie Dark Knight. Which I think is my favorite superhero movie.
Wait a minute,
personally,
though. But you can't. I mean, we can't compare it to the English Patient.
It doesn't have a pro wrestler in it. Although there's definitely
strike
a pro wrestler.
That from the record.
Okay, strike it from the. Can we take that out?
Take that out of the record. And what did I say? I feel like I said I didn't like it that much.
Yeah, you said you didn't
like
this movie
at
all.
Maybe.
You actually hated it. And you said your boyfriend's not perfect. You said, I believe you said, my very not perfect boyfriend. But so I'm saying that, like, think about that, that tone. Forget about the Dark Knight tone for superhero movies.
Can you take Dan down in my headphones a little bit?
Honestly, you can try.
Honestly, can you also just put me
He's
down?
He's just going to talk louder.
You just put me down.
Just put him down.
I'm done. I just feel like I'm done. I'm out the pasture. You know what I mean?
I love that you're doing the podcast wearing your adult wrestling fan shirt and your belt.
Oh, yeah, the belt.
We're not even talking
about.
It's
not a belt, it's a championship that I won.
It's a title,
I won on April 6th.
Belts.
It's a championship.
Title.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did.
Look,
I
won belts, belts hold pants up. That's a title.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. It's a championship.
Yeah, that holds nothing up. Yeah. Except for his ego.
Yeah, nice.
What I'm saying is that that's it. So anyway, I'm saying if I compare it, I don't have to compare the. Well, how do I compare this? I can't compare it to Dark Knight.
No,
I'm just saying. No, you can't because there's
we
no.
We can't compare it to English Patient. You can't compare it to Dark Knight.
Yeah. Not here. You could do it off mic. So not in this episode.
All right. Well, Point is that I also didn't get that emotional in this movie. I'll say.
I also did not.
Yeah, I didn't. I like that Tony Stark, like, obviously he died. Like, that was, like, I felt sad because I love that character. And it's like, oh, the end of that character. But there were a lot of moments in the movie where I was, like, supposed to feel something. I didn't. And I felt like there were times where I was, like, maybe I'm just too much in this biz where I was like, oh, I'm just seeing, like, all these actors' paychecks. Is that just me? There's that one shot of Tony Stark's funeral. I'm like, this is a $1 million shot.
Yeah.
Like, they're going, maybe I shouldn't think that. But maybe they should cast some lesser talents and stuff, so they're not all distracting me. Some new talent. But anyway, movie was great time. I love the Thanos performance. I think it's a great, great movie. Very funny. I did like Thor. I did wish he, like, it was, like, kind of crazy he was fat.
I love it.
Oh, A plus.
Fat Thor forever.
Yes.
I did have one problem with that, is there was no payoff for me. We talk about big dudes, ripped bodies on this podcast a lot. I was like, when is the moment going to happen when he strikes lightning and chisels himself out?
Yeah. Me too.
I love that he didn't. That he was like, I'm Fat Thor, but I could still like fucking summon lightning and do all this
stuff. I want to see some of that, but then eventually I need that bot.
It was disappointing that we did not get to see Chris Hemsworth's abs.
That is disappointing, but there is a lot of holes in Thor's metabolism in this movie.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of people are curious about that. So I'd say my other thing is that the time travel, like, took me out of it a little bit. Like, I was a little bit like,
how can I help
how
you?
Does that work?
Oh my God. What? You can't, because it doesn't make sense.
It's simple.
It's simple,
it also just puts it out there. It's like, okay, don't listen to all the movies, just like accept that this is
I did feel the audience.
It's a great device. I just want to say, and I'm going to need my moves, and then I'm opening it up.
I haven't done my moves.
The time travel was an excellent device in this movie for what they were trying to do, which is the send off. It's like putting them back in iconic scenes of the other movie is undeniably cool.
Love it.
I loved it. It was so cool to see them. Oh, even when they had the scene of the Avengers, that first scene, and I thought about seeing that in the theaters, people were going insane for that movie. And I thought, like, took me back to that moment. And like, oh, they're back there, and then like him watching Hulk be a fucking idiot. That all I thought was like a really cool device. But time travel for someone's like, oh, that's how they're gonna do it. It's removing stakes. Oh, you can go back in time. It's just kind of like, it's not my favorite choice, but it worked. It totally worked. So I would say I also give this movie 4.5 Moes.
Wow. Okay? Oh wow.
Good thing I did 6.
Thank God. Phew. Even it out.
Okay.
All right.
So, time travel. Beth?
Well, I was going to
How does
say,
it work?
Okay.
Time travel? Go. Explain it. Solve it. Now.
It all began with Pym. So, I think did you guys feel like the audience had a moment where they wanted, like, okay, you know the moment when Tony's like, I did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, he just, like, moved things around with his hand and he had his Mobius strip and he's like, by George, I figured it out.
Like, too, like, easily.
Did you feel like the audience
hated that?
In any other movie, I feel like that would have been like a groan and like a laugh from the audience. Like, that was lame. But I feel like this audience was, including me, was like, you know what, whatever, I don't care. Yeah. This is so fun and great.
I hated the whole time, like, when he goes, I hate it. I solved time travel. I was like, that's how they're going to do it? I was so disappointed.
It was so embarrassing, almost.
I agree. Until I saw them go back to scenes from other movies, and I was like, that's cool. That's fine. Smart. I'm fine with it. That's how I felt.
Captain America fighting Captain America. Oh, yeah, of
so
course.
Fun. But I can do this all day. I know.
Immediately, I was not watching a five-boom movie for me because I was like, okay, cool. They're going to do it like the fun, goofy comic book way. But the first 30 minutes of this movie are like dark as fuck and the tone is dope.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I love this. And then it was like, oh, we're going to do time travel. It's like, oh, what a damn it. I thought they were going to like, I was like, maybe like.
Actually, yeah.
They're going to live in this?
Now that I think about it, the time travel doesn't make any sense. Because the reason that the Hulk gives is that when you go back in time.
Right.
Your old past becomes your new present and your old present becomes your new future. But if that were the case, then when they go back, then they would just assume the physical form of the people back then. So like instead of seeing them have that Avengers moment, they would just be back in that Avengers moment and start from that point forward.
Yeah, like they say if you go back and alter something, then it starts a new timeline.
Right.
Which is, so in the end, Captain America being on that bench, he wouldn't be in that world.
You mean Joe Biden?
He would be.
he looked exactly like Joe Biden. Yeah.
He was very vice presidential.
Which just means Chris Evans probably, Joe Biden looked like Chris Evans when he was younger. Yeah. If we Google that. Yeah, all right.
I read a very tedious article about why that does make sense. Could I recap it for you? Absolutely not. Did I finish the article? No, I did not.
He jumped around. He went back, placed the time stones in different times, right?
Put them back where they belong. Where they were. Yeah. But then instead of
the same day, at the same time, or
wherever
whatever.
They got the moment they were.
Also, how did he do that?
Yeah. How did
he do that?
No, but instead of getting off at his stop in 2019, he kept going back and got off in the 50s and lived his life.
Yeah. Then the article said that, I do remember this part, that in order for him to like end up on the bench, he then lived his life to the day after everything went down and then used his little vial of Pym juice to go back in time to that bench.
Which obviously everyone just assumed.
He would be there that day?
Right, because doesn't it suggest that if he went back and lived his life, then no Captain America helping them up until that point.
Yeah, like he didn't help anyone. Everyone he saved just died.
This is why I was disappointed by time travel. Because I've only seen two time travel movies where I've been like, where I walk out like completely satisfied.
Looper.
Looper is the one. Looper is I love Looper. It makes total sense, and it's simple. They don't get into like, we're not making a machine. You just accept time travel exists in this world, and it's irrelevant.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Like it's like it's just a device. That's it. That's perfect writing. I love that. That movie. I don't know why it didn't get nominated for more things, but he did get to make and direct Last Jedi because of that. So what else could you get? But that movie, and then Back to the Future, which is fine. It's simple and it's funny and it's light or whatever. But this one I knew, once they did time travel, I go, oh, I know it's not five moves. Like, I know that for me.
I think they just started it so weak. Like, and then I'm distracted by that, how quickly he arrived at that. He was like, it's Febreze and spaghetti. How did I not put that together?
I felt like it made sense, though, because we have seen Tony Stark truly every movie. What is it? 20 movies?
Right.
We know that he's like super, super, super sharp. He has like tons of technology. Maybe he'd thought of it before, but he didn't have that particular, the quantum realm sort of connection.
But then I had a problem with the quantum realm's participation in this.
Right.
So Ant-Man is like, time works differently in the quantum realm. It's a Narnia sitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
You go in there, it's longer. You come back here, it was just a couple minutes.
Yeah, you got it.
Why does that matter at all?
I think...
Like, couldn't they have gone back? They get their Infinity Stones. It took an hour. They come back an hour later. Why is it like, and then we come back 5 seconds later?
That didn't really
cares.
Apply. That
it did not apply.
They used interstellar logic for no reason.
I love Interstellar.
That's also a good time travel.
You
movie.
Love the movie, the whole thing from beginning to end. The bookcase.
No, but again,
Merv.
I love the movie, but again, like the ending does not hit for me.
Yeah.
Like when he's in the book, it didn't, because I can't possibly understand it. Like, yeah. I'm either not smart enough or it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I bet it's the latter. You know what I mean?
You're also not smart enough.
No, it's true. They're both true.
There's alternate timelines, yeah, where both are true.
That stuff got weird. It was cool when, like, he left Earth and hadn't aged a day and came back, because that's actually real science. But, like, when he's behind the bookshelf, that's like,
well, I mean, it's an extrapolation of real science. The idea that,
like, the farther
away from our sun you go, yeah, time moves slower for you.
And if you're traveling at light speed,
right,
which is impossible.
Yes. See, there was enough logic when Interstellar came out that I read it. I was like, you know what? I buy that. Obviously, in the moment, I didn't go, I get this. But I want to feel like I get this when I'm watching stuff. Like, yeah, this is constantly my argument with people, is I'm always just like, do we not care about things making sense at all?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I feel like I spent so little of my brain power thinking about time travel. Because to me...
So did I, because I knew to not fall into that trap.
Because it also was like, I saw it 2 times. I don't know how it fucking works. But I don't care. Because the stuff for me was the emotional connections.
Right.
Like, as I said, I cried the whole time, and it was great. But I liked...
You cried the whole time?
I mean, on and off.
Can I say that?
You were next to me. I knew you were crying at some point. By the way, I will say, the Tony Stark death scene, the sniffles in that theater were so loud. To be honest, I saw, you know, like Schindler's List and stuff. People were not crying like that. Okay?
To me, Black Widow was even
society,
more.
But okay, fine.
Black Widow is when I like really like bawled.
So that scene, I felt absolutely nothing because I didn't even remember that they were friends.
Right.
Okay.
And that's afterward, we get out of the theater immediately. Dan's like, "How do they know each other? What?"
I thought
Jeremy Renner and Scarlett.
Yeah. But that could be my fault because I missed, like, I forgot some stuff. But the Bruce Banner Scarlett Johansson connection, I thought was like, that was the thing. I thought they dropped that.
They
right?
dropped it
because people just didn't like it.
It was just like, it felt like a forced kind of romance that wasn't like. Yeah. Whereas the Hawkeye and Black Widow is, they have a friendship that is like built on years and years and years of friendship.
Yeah.
The romance thing, which I really loved. I remember seeing that Avengers where Black Widow and Hulk were like, and Bruce Banner were like, gonna kiss. And I was like, can we just have a female superhero who doesn't need to end up with a guy?
Because
that happens in every movie. It's like, there's a ton of male superheroes.
I'm not saying I love the choice per se. I just thought that was a direction they were leading me.
Yeah.
But he did like throw the bench, like he was like, like you could tell he probably, he had, it's cool the thing when someone has a moment like, I should have done something. I should have acted on that.
Yeah.
That's always like, that's more how life goes a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So I think that's cool. But let's, speaking of female superheroes, I want to get your take. And I know you have differentiating takes here.
Ooh.
Different takes is what I meant to say.
Differentiating.
You guys have differentiating takes there. Oh my God.
This is hot garbage.
Okay. On the blatant, the scene that's like clearly, here's all the women superheroes.
I loved it.
That moment.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Sarah loved it. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I didn't mind
it either. I thought it was pandering. Silly, unnecessary. I felt no moment of like, yeah, you go, girls.
But I loved it because they didn't, like, you've seen so many lineups of a bunch of male superheroes,
right,
and no one is like, oh my God, men, yes. It's just like, that's who it is.
Right.
And they didn't say, like, girl power. If they said that, I would have.
Didn't they, though? I mean, like, they might have.
They did almost everything except say that.
I will just say
it could have been shot slicker, I think.
It could have been shot maybe a little slicker, but...
Or designed. It was clearly just a drawing.
There also is... there's like an A-Force. Do you guys know of A-Force? It's
no.
like a...
Oh,
it's
you're
like,
going to get pretentious again?
It's just like a group of like female Marvel superheroes that have... I don't know. Have like a fucking team.
A-Force. Like the A-Force. I thought you were like, it was going to be some cinema term. Like the A... You know, it's called A-Forcing?
No, it's like some Marvel group... You know, when you're A-forcing?
It sounded like such a bad name for a superhero group. Yeah. I didn't even see it as the X-Force or X-Factor.
It was like the A-Team?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it just immediately made me feel, it was just like very cool. I thought it was really cool.
That's enough for me. If you liked it, that's enough for me. Like, great. I'm glad they did it.
I don't think it's weird that people liked it. It just, for me, felt forced.
Because I think they could have done it in a shot where... like they all land quick. You realize, oh, they're like, that's it. But as it was like, look what we're doing. We're so progressive. Yeah. Like, it's like that.
It was which, a little bit
wrestling
of that.
Does right. this shit a lot too. It's too, to me, feels patronizing because I'm watching this whole movie not thinking about, it doesn't feel like, obviously subconsciously, and you can make the argument that like it's all this stuff so built into our society that it needs to be called out. But I'm like, I'm buying the Captain Marvel. I'm not even thinking about her gender. I'm like, that character's the strongest one. No questions asked.
Yeah. I'm just more compelled to see a collection of people working together that are more diverse.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, Nebula's now part of the Guardians people, right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of. At the end of the movie, there's like this shot where Star-Lord is like looking on a map, looking at a map, but like is... sees her face and it's like says searching underneath, so we don't know where she is.
Mm. Sure.
You talking about Nebula or Gamora?
Gamora.
Oh, I was thinking of Gamora.
Yeah, you talking about Gamora. Nebula, by the way, that actress Karen Gillan, I believe, from Jumanji, she is so fucking good.
She's great.
And she's like, she's one of those people, they got it
That's her?
Yes. Yeah.
I know, it doesn't look like her.
Some people just got it all.
Seven mil movie.
Got it all? Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
He's like,
the text you sent me was pitch perfect.
What did I say?
You're like, how is it fair to be, or what's fair about being Chris Hemsworth? Like, he's funny, he's handsome. It's unfair.
I mean,
he's nice.
And some of it's subtle. Like, him in the, not subtle, but like, it's not. Like, here's a joke, like him and Star-Lord at the end, where he's like, everyone knows who the captain is.
Yeah.
That was like and the hilarious.
Look, the look he gives him. Yeah. Oh my like, God.
Yeah, of course. You're a charge. Everyone knows there's a charge.
And he's like,
and he looked, they made him look like Lebowski the whole movie.
Yeah.
That's great. Fat Thor
was so wonderful to me because, like, I've definitely like helped Fat Thor around after he broke his leg in an ATV accident. You know, like I've definitely bought weed off of Fat Thor. I know Fat Thor.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
One of my best friends is Fat Thor.
Vin Diesel's been Fat Thor. But
before we move on from that scene, well, so in that final battle scene, a moment that I cried inexplicably was when Pepper and Tony are like back to back as like Iron Man and I forget her name.
Pepper.
And Pepper. Just Iron Pepper.
I think he's the Iron Maiden.
When they were back to back lighting people up with lasers, I fucking started crying.
We were supposed to be psyched about that because she put a suit on. That was like what was notable about Pepper Potts in an Iron Maiden suit.
Yeah, I really was turned off by her wearing an Iron Man suit, but Sarah pointed out that she
sexually?
Did it.
Yeah, he had a boner the whole time.
He went from midnight to six right away.
Gwyneth Paltrow bothers me because she's like a snake oil salesman. You know, so it, like she, when I see her on screen, I get like a visceral
reaction. That's her name.
Reaction.
It's the Jade Egg.
Yeah. The right. Should I call it the Jade Egg or the Wish Pig?
Callback to a show we did 4 years ago.
Let's go.
This is hot garbage.
I think that she in Iron Man 3 she put on a suit, right?
Yeah.
So it's precedented that she knows how to Iron Man it up.
Yeah, okay.
So that's fine. I did like that one shot where, like, Iron Man's suit just absorbs energy, right?
It's
like Thor, like, just shoots his energy. Like, it's like a complete unnecessary medium.
Right.
You know, like, where he's like, I'm going to power up your suit. And then it goes
with lightning. I'm a god.
I guess the presumption is, like, I'm going to make it into a different power. Do you know what I'm talking about? The back of the suit opens up.
Oh, right, yeah.
Thor shoots lightning.
USB right into the back.
He shoots lightning into the back of his suit, and then it comes out of his hands as a different kind
of
energy.
Yeah.
Zero recollection of this.
Things happened.
I spent a lot of time looking to my right at my perfect boyfriend to watch how he was reacting.
Was he in heaven?
It was the best night of his entire life.
See, like, when I saw Force Awakens, I saw it in the theater, and Star Wars Episode 7, like, when Star Wars came back in the actual, like, the timeline of the old movies, that scene at their first run, I was like, we're talking about emotional, when Han Solo gets killed, I was fucking losing it. I was so sad. It's like, because it's actually, that means Harrison Ford's out of the movies for good.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, that's like such a
long... off to crash a plane.
Yeah, this was before that. Oh. He luckily didn't die. He crashed a plane before they shoot filming, and then he broke his leg running through the Millennium Falcon on set.
I'm done with this movie.
Yeah.
But all right, what other moments from this movie did you guys love? Just positive things that you dug about
taco!
This moment.
The taco moment. The greatest movie moment of all time.
So,
blowing the fillings out of a taco?
Yeah. People were laughing before anything happened. The people laughed when they showed a taco.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, they're like, there's a taco.
Ant-Man eating a taco, something's going to go crazy.
That's one thing they do in the Avengers. They always show them eating a lot, right? Like
that is true. The shawarma.
They go to restaurants. They like sit and eat. I think it's, remember that last shot at the end of the Avengers, right? It's like them just in a diner?
Yeah, eating shawarma. Oh, you know what I love?
Oh, it's a shawarma. It's a shawarma. I thought it was, yeah.
This is not having to do with eating, but I...
Sarah's cheating. She's looking at Wikipedia or something.
And by the way, make sure I got this out there. Sarah skipped the gym today. I just want everyone to... Let's get that on the podcast today.
Yeah, I was too tired.
Cricket looked at me and said... Where's Sarah?
Really?
Yes.
That's our trainer. We all go to the same gym.
Cricket.
And I couldn't wait to shame you for missing class.
All right, this is a shout out to Cricket. I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't go to the gym this morning.
Where were you?
I was at home. I slept in.
Nice.
It was great.
It's right.
You and I did the same
threw up the X.
Late night show last night.
That's
and
true.
I was at the gym.
I woke up mad about something. I didn't want to go to the gym.
That's fine.
You didn't hear Dan's shout out. 15 pounds, 6% body fat.
Oh yeah, that's fact.
What
6%?
Else?
Down 6% body
down
fat.
Down. You're 6% body fat.
No, Jesus Christ! I'd be emaciated. That'd be insane. Sarah,
anyways,
what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna say I loved. I could watch a whole entire movie about what Hawkeye's been doing in the past 5 years. Like that's a Batman movie in general.
Oh, the Ronin stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
so
there
cool.
was just that scene, to be honest, when I was watching that scene. Here's an example of like when I'm kind of out of it, and this might be just me. They're having that scene, and then I'm expecting them to go, all right, cut.
I thought that too,
right?
Dan.
Yeah,
I thought
right.
they were filming a movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought they meant, all right, cut. They were going to show Hawkeye's like a stunt guy now.
Because of the tone, I mean? Like, the tone of it.
It
yes.
felt off, right?
Dan, I thought that exact same
it
thing.
It felt like you know, a little bit like a scene from Deadpool, where it was like a little
yes.
bit silly.
Heightened.
Kind of.
Yeah, too heightened.
You know what's funny to me though about
I like that
scene?
He had a sword for the rest of the movie from that. Yeah,
he like
great.
Plunges the sword down into the Yakuza guy.
Yeah.
And then, which I thought was like, that's a wrap on that guy. And then when they pull back the shot, he's still on the, alive on the ground, like, oh my stomach. Like, I didn't finish him. It was just like, all right, you're done.
That's
well,
fun.
Yeah, so wait, that's true. What happened? He was like, you know, I've become a bad man. He's saying that Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. Like, what made him bad? Because he was doing hits?
Well, yeah, no, yeah. Because he...
For the Yakuza?
Well, no, he was... before we see him, we see Bodhi? Is that his name? War Machine?
Bodhi.
Oh.
Bodhi Brody?
By the way, you just remind me of the next topic I want to talk
Don
about.
Don Cheadle?
Okay.
Don Cheadle. Yeah.
Bodhi. We see Bodhi.
I don't know.
Bodhi?
Talk about a character I don't
see Hawkeye's. We see Hawkeye's border collie, Bodhi.
Bodhi. But we,
Don Cheadle.
He says,
call
that
because he was born on a boat.
Is it Bodhi? We called him Bodhi. He was conceived on a boat or born on the
both,
boat?
Both, yeah. Yeah. 9 month cruise.
His full name is Tug Bodhi.
9 month cruise.
Bodhi.
They got pregnant the second they stepped in there.
Key card goes in the stateroom door. They're doing it.
What should we name him? I don't know, Bodhi. Oh, man.
But he's in that, when we see him and Natasha talking. He tells Natasha, like, they found a pile of bodies of these guys in this cartel. Hawkeye has, like, his family is gone. That's, like, our first shot, basically.
Yeah.
He is so sad and he's fucking angry that there's people left behind that are still assholes when so, like, half of... all existence is
great.
Gone.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I didn't get that from the movie, but
that,
I did like his mohawk.
Oh,
that's
I love
like
it so
Marvel
much.
Canon, right? That Hawkeye becomes Ronin or no?
Yeah.
I mean, I assume so.
I think it is. I've heard that. By the way,
people are talking and they've said.
A lot of people. A lot of people. many people. But I think.
makes me laugh every time.
Scarlett Johansson, nice piece of acting, I thought. When
ew,
Dan.
Wow, that was
wild.
I didn't think I was ready for that sentence.
Woo, yeah.
What?
Damn.
I just we all
nice.
Thought that was going
to Scarlett, that sweet piece of actress. Oh my god.
Scarlett Joe. Anyway, all right. I don't want Colin to be offended. Jost, my buddy. We're very close, very close, very close.
Scarlett Jost.
I don't want to talk about his girlfriend like that. But I thought like that moment when she's eating the peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah.
I thought, I was like, that's the beginning of the movie. I was so into, that's my thing with this movie. I was so into the beginning of this movie. By the way, one side tangent is, why would there be no Mets anymore? If half of the population's gone, you think they're stopping the Mets?
Oh, half the Mets?
The Mets disappear. Well,
5 years later, you don't think they're recasting the Mets?
No, I don't think they have any organized sports whatsoever.
Yeah. Why?
Also, it looked like
they're rebuilding
society.
But yeah. 5 years later, you think they're not playing baseball?
Major I think everyone baseball? Is sad as hell.
Yeah, maybe.
I also think it was just like a small jab at like the Mets are the worst team. Yeah. And we'll cut them out.
No, I think they're big fans of the Mets.
No. The MLB still exists. They just got rid of the Mets.
Oh, it was actually unrelated to the Mets.
The guys who all survived.
Thank God.
MLB's fine. That's hilarious. And it's like Thanos. He didn't wipe out any other baseball players.
50%
entire Mets.
You know what makes us sadder than the snap? The Mets. Yeah.
I'm getting rid of
it. Inevitable. But not the Mets.
The Mets.
By the way, the two guys who wrote this movie are the Russo brothers.
Yeah.
Clearly Mets fans. Yeah. Right? Like that. Those are like Italian Mets fans, no? Yeah. But I was like, oh, there'd be no Mets. But the beginning of this movie was so fucking dark, and it was like a real... Like there was like real mourning going on for people. You really felt it. It was shot in a way where you're like, oh, this is what happened. Like everything would stop and everyone would be at a loss. It's collective mourning of all of society.
Yeah.
I was like, that is so cool. But then to like just to like erase that controversy, that's when I started being like, all right, now it's a comic book movie.
You're saying with time travel to erase that?
Yes. It's like, oh, we're just going to go back. It's like, but they have no other choice, right?
Yeah.
To get out of it. Like, what would be another way out of it? Like, when Thor chopped his head off, I was like, what a bunch of badasses. They're actually just going to be like, no, this is the reality we live in.
Right.
But I was like, there's no way that's what this is.
Because they got to bring back Spider-Man.
Yeah, and you have to see all these characters. They all have movies.
And what kind of a movie is that where it's just like, we chop off his head... Nothing else ever happens.
It's just the leftovers.
Right. Yeah. It's
season one leftovers. Of the leftovers.
And you
that's
have
what
to
Game
do...
of Thrones is. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I love about Game of Thrones. Like, they lean that way. I mean, they do bring people back.
But it's
what
a
were you
different
saying?
Oh, so
type.
You kind of have to do, like, the highlight reel thing. You know, like, the fourth last episode of a sitcom. Like, Friends, they do, like, a highlight episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is such a storied saga that they, like, had to do the highlight tool, which was time travel. And so we got to see, like, the old movies.
It's like the Seinfeld finale.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Pretty much. This was the Seinfeld finale of his Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I gotta run, you guys.
Oh, Sarah, you're out. Would you like to adjust your rating from 5 moves?
Yeah, I'll adjust it up. I'll give it one more move.
Okay, but then you're making Magic Mike XXL a worse movie. Do you see that?
That's not how.
Do you understand?
It's not all relative.
Created an alternate timeline.
Okay, so in this time, so if I. Create another
movie. Very, very Chris Jericho jacket, by the way.
Yeah. It's an AEW jacket.
Yeah.
I I'm watching my sister's cat and I.
Let the cat scratch your arms?
No, this is her jacket. I don't own anything.
You do look like a cat scratcher.
Well, you guys won't. Listeners,
you've been there?
Yeah.
That's where I dance.
I go to the cat scratch club.
That's where I work. I dance. This is a reference.
Help me look for a stash.
It's a living. No, it's
they used to tie you up.
It's a living. Yeah, I didn't recognize you without the handcuffs. All right, that's Rent, guys.
Yeah, good time.
Everything is Rent. Everything, even including this podcast. All right, bye, Sarah.
Bye.
All right, so I guess it's a 6 move from Sarah. Hold on, let's make it official.
Shock the system.
All right, so here's my deal. Were you going to say something?
Nope.
Okay.
Wait, I have a non sequitur real quick.
Yeah.
Was Ken Jeong basically an extra in this movie?
Yeah, it was just like a non-speaking.
Yeah,
That was him.
He didn't even have a line.
Ken Jeong thinks this is Star Wars, where Daniel Craig just plays a stormtrooper just to be in Star Wars.
Yeah. So wait, real quick, with the... What were we just talking about?
Time travel?
No, the... never mind.
Ken Jeong?
So here I
Ken Jeong.
My big problem with the Marvel Universe...
Yeah.
Has always been, I don't care about that Bucky character at all.
Yeah.
Like, he, the actor's a dud. The character is a fucking dud. He means a, he means a lot to, this is something I would love to run by Dave, but like, he means a lot to Cap, which I like, but you're like, whoa, but you're like, shouldn't he have a little more pizzazz or something?
It felt like the actor was sad.
Right.
During, like, he was like down on his luck.
And this then, is like, the end of the line for me.
Yeah.
It's like,
never going to be cast again.
The Winter Soldier movie is cool.
Yeah.
I like when he's like a badass and then you reveal, oh my God, that's Bucky. Like, that's cool. But then he really is like a fucking turd for the whole, and he matters so much. He's like pivotal to a lot of it. And that guy, like, I'm like, he does nothing. He's just Bucky.
Mm-hmm.
Agree.
Yeah, you guys agree, so that's cool. The Tesseract, I think, was something that I didn't think was cool. And then when I realized, oh, it's an Infinity Stone, and there's more of them, I was like, oh, they were ahead of me. And I think that's something I love about Star Wars universe. Because it was like a cube for a while. It's like, they're always chasing some fucking orb. And then you're like, oh, these orbs all are extremely important and interconnect. That, very cool. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, so I may be wrong on this. I think that in the comic book, when he snaps his fingers, everybody goes into the Soul Stone and their souls are like in the Soul Stone itself. Mm. And then that's how they get them out. I don't know that there was like a time travel element in.
Oh yeah. Like if I wrote this movie, I would have removed him destroying the stones, because you could bring him back by just getting the stones.
Right.
And then you could still live in that reality in some kind of way, or like one way it's like, all right, well, maybe find a way where it's like, all right, we could free Spider-Man first, or like something
like
that.
Or like once they get the what's his face, Doctor Strange time travel stone,
right,
then maybe one of the other stones does get destroyed, so they do have to go back in time for one. That's like one of the plot points, is going back in time for a stone using the Doctor Strange necklace, which, by the way, why did Tilda Swinton take it out? Why not give him the necklace with it still in there to take with him?
Because
she liked the necklace.
That's
she liked
hers.
The look.
Yeah.
I can put other stones in here later.
The old ancient one was like, here's this stone you have to protect. And she's like, I have the perfect amulet for it. I brought this myself.
Did you think, here's another thing.
Oh, wait, real quick. Did anybody else catch this? This is maybe just me projecting. When the ancient one.
Did you guys hear about this?
You heard about this? Have you heard about this?
Many people.
When the ancient one feasts her eyes on Hulk, there was like a moment of like, get a load of this hunk.
Who's the ancient one?
Tilda Swinton.
Oh.
There was like
controversial casting.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's weird that she's white.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
No, but she definitely, maybe it was just me. It seemed
like
she
thought she was hot for.
There was a moment, like the look that she gave him of like, oh, well, hello.
Maybe that's just like Tilda. Maybe she's just horny all the time.
That's probably true.
Yeah, you got it, Tilda. But
Tilda is Swinton.
Yeah, you got it.
That sweet piece of Tilda.
hey, Tilda, death to us part.
Nice.
I'll tell you, I'm looking to marry her. But Tilda Swinton, what a talent.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
she's great.
She's fantastic in everything. What did I say?
I love that soul punch thing.
Oh, that was cool.
Did you like Tony Stark talking to his dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they could have made it like juicier. There was an opportunity for more emotion, but he was like kind of detached from him. You know, he wasn't like Papa. It was like,
but
know?
They did keep it like pretty real, right?
Yeah.
But a joke that really made me laugh was the name he was thinking about naming him was Elmonzo.
Yeah, Elmonzo. Yeah.
I was like, think about him, Elmonzo, which is the funniest name that he could have said.
That's very.
I totally forgot.
I forgot
Elmonzo.
About that.
I'll
Elmonzo.
Never forget. Yeah.
I thought it was Alonzo, I think, in my... Elmonzo is very funny.
Which is Spanish for the Monzo. My favorite part of that scene is when he like looks at my Cap is like in disguise and is very obviously... and like very shadily like standing there like when his mission is complete and he looks and he gives him like the real quick like, we're good to go.
Yeah.
It was the most... indiscreet way to convey to him. He's like,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
I'm just a shady soldier over here.
Yeah. I thought one thing that was specifically not funny that the other audience people were laughing at, but then later found out is a thing.
Yeah.
There's always these things where I'm like, why did people enjoy that? Oh, it's a thing? Okay, I'm on board.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was Hulk running down the stairs talking about the stair, or Thor, no, Hulk.
Oh, the elevator
like,
thing?
All the stairs, which is a reference.
From the comic book or something?
Oh.
I forget what it's from.
Yeah, I thought it was just kind of like a mild
It didn't seem funny.
Nah, no. I like the Hail Hydra moment where he was like, Hail Hydra. I thought that was really slick.
Also, that elevator scene, what movie is the actual elevator scene in?
I think it's Avengers 1, right?
That's like the best Marvel scene of all time. I was happy to even remember that scene where he fights everyone in the elevator.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Well, the thing is, who's so. All right, let's. I got two questions. Who is your favorite Avenger? First question.
I mean, probably Thor.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a great choice.
I'm going with Thor.
There is no wrong choice.
Thor.
And they all count as Avengers, by the way. You could choose any random Wakandan.
Yeah, but I feel like, I mean, like Spider-Man has like always been like my favorite superhero, but I don't think of Spider-Man in the context of Avengers.
Yeah.
Mm.
So like Avengers, I think Thor.
I didn't know it was Thor till he was in these movies. I was like, I remember when the first Thor movie came out, I'm like, how good is that going to be? But then it's his character's so cool.
Thor I never liked because he's like a god, so that's always kind of like, oh, they're all people and he's a god, but they make it work really well. That's something, they pull off a lot. That's the thing, it's really amazing. They pull off connecting so many things that don't at all belong in the same movie or whatever. You buy it. Like, you don't feel like, this guy wouldn't know this guy. You're like, oh, in this realm, they do a great job creating universe, and they do it with time and patience by having all these movies and backstories. But who's your favorite Avenger?
After this movie, also Thor.
Yeah.
I do love Tony. I'm excited about Valkyrie being in charge. That's fun. But yeah, I guess it's also just Thor. It feels like a boring answer, but.
Well, I think Thor is, he's very fun. He's very cool and then also funny. Like, it's a very great choice and it's a great casting. See, the thing is, like, my favorite, on paper, my favorite Avenger is Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, I just love that. I love that character. I like the idea of him. I like that he's like kind of square. I like that he's from a different generation.
Dan loves a white straight male.
We can take it there, and we should. And it's weird. I really hate Black Panther, but no, no. Obviously, I'm like, what is that? Well, that's what you were getting at, of course. Black Panther's probably like my second choice. He's fucking awesome. He just came too late. In the series where I was already kind of invested in the other guys. I think it's either like Iron Man or Captain America's characters. But then the Captain America movies, I like them and I like the whole angle of it. But it didn't like the first movie I didn't like. Like I didn't like the first Avenger.
Yeah.
I wish he was like a better. Tony Stark takes over as like the centerpiece of the whole thing. But I like the story. I love the way he fights. I like that he's simple. Like I like just like hand to hand combat. Mm. I love him like throwing the shield. I like all that.
He's just a strong.
Sometimes
dude.
I like it like a little straightforward, and I like that being the centerpiece. You know what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of jokes that didn't land, Thor delivered one when they first see him in his like he's all drunk and he's a mess.
His sad pad.
When he talks to the kid through the video game and he's like, I'll come over there and I'll find you in your basement and I'll shove it up your butt. It was like just the weakest delivery of. Yeah. I was like, who didn't? That was like a 90s line. Like,
there were a few jokes where I was like, I know how many people punched this up. How did that slip by?
Exactly what I thought. Yeah, that was so bad.
You're right. That was not punched up enough, considering it's a great idea. Right. And I would have loved like a cut to of the kid. Like, I think they could have juiced that for a second of him just being like, what? Are you Thor? Like, And then but he could have.
Also,
wait a minute. Like electrocuted him and then his hair went up.
I love that.
And he was like,
that's full on. 1992.
Electrocuted him, his hair went up, and then he still just goes like, fuck you, Thor.
That's a sitcom on Disney.
Yeah, it's a not Modern Family.
So the Mets are gone. But Xbox Live exists still. The infrastructure for Xbox Live to exist still exists.
Yeah, they didn't have the infrastructure to play baseball anymore, but they had a full functioning grid of the internet.
Do you know my my favorite scene was in this movie, the Thor reuniting with his mom. I loved, great scene.
Yeah, and I loved. Was just saying, I don't need that information.
Yeah, and I loved her being like, "You're not the Thor that I know at all, are you?" And are you from the? She's basically like, "Are you from the future?" And he's like, "Yeah." No. Yeah, I'm totally from the future. Yeah. And she's like, all right, cool. Let's have this moment. And this is like a treat. I get to see you again, even though I know I'm going to die.
I love the line when she was like, oh, honey, I grew up with witches.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't see just with my eyes. I love that.
Oh, that was such a good line.
Yeah, I got a great justification line of like, here's what I'm like, yep, got good. Yeah. I'm in. Yeah. That's exactly it. Oh, you grew up with witches? Fine.
Yeah. Well, that happens simultaneously to my absolute number one favorite moment in the film.
Yes.
Rocket creeping after Natalie Portman for the 10 seconds she was willing to be in this movie. That is the weirdest.
I think that's just my guess is that's a shot for an outtake from like a Thor movie.
You don't think they ever got her on set ever?
It did feel like it was a shot of her just laying down and then walking away.
Far away could have been anyone.
Yeah. So silly.
Yeah, she clearly was like, I can't do it.
Like they were still rolling when they cut for lunch and they could just use that footage of her like standing up.
I mean, you know, anything else you think we didn't cover? I mean, we covered a lot. We said a lot here. I think my one overall, the last thing I think I want to say, unless I want to make sure you guys get everything you want to say, is I think this movie is actually less of a send-off than I thought.
Mm.
You know, like, Tony Stark dies, so we're, you know, he's out of the
Who knows
realm.
If that even is permanent, though, you know? With
It is unless he decides to resign and then they'll write him back in.
Yeah, but he probably uploaded his consciousness at one point into a Jarvis type situation and we're going to see him
That's
as like.
That's cool. We met Jarvis, the guy, right?
He was
Howard Stark's driver.
He'd be a lot of people.
Someone told me that he has appeared. That we've seen before.
Oh, really?
Or maybe that's just comic books. I don't know.
And by someone, you mean your boyfriend who's obsessed with all this?
Likely. Yeah. He's the person I've talked most to about.
Not just a random guy I passed on the street. He didn't say that to
me. Sunset. He was like, we've seen Jarvis before.
Because, right. we're still, all the Guardians of the Galaxy are alive, and we're going to have more Guardians movies.
Very excited.
As Guardians.
We have a Spider-Man movie that's already done.
Yeah.
That's coming out in a couple months, right?
Yeah. I think it was more of a Captain America send off because he said that he's not doing it.
Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, and Robert Downey Jr., right? Those are the guys who are done. And I guess we lost Vision in the last movie, but that character stunk.
Yeah, did he die? He died in Infinity War?
He died.
I couldn't remember. I was waiting for him to show up. He died. Okay.
No, he died in Infinity War.
Thor uses the, Thanos uses the Doctor Strange
the stable remover
stone to go back in time and take.
Oh, and then
the Vision Stone.
You know what I mean? Like this, it's like it's still going. We're saying goodbye to a couple characters.
He just grabs it out of his face, and he's just fucking dead on the ground. I think.
Oh yeah.
He just rips it out of his
head. Right in front of old Olsen's sister.
She's
cool too.
He dies twice. He dies one time where she destroys the stone, and then
Thanos goes back in time and he takes the stone.
And I just want to let you guys know, turning back time with the stone involves actually there's a dial. There's an actual dial. If you remember, Thanos literally turns a time dial.
A way back machine.
You're like, come on. But then to make everybody disappear is a snap of the finger.
Yeah,
it is crazy that you just think about the thing you want to happen and then it happens.
Yeah. I buy it, but it is like something where you're like, Downey Jr. immediately knows how to do it.
Yeah.
He just thinks it and doesn't get distracted.
Right. But
it also seems really silly that they're preventing someone from snapping their fingers.
Right.
Like that was a little bit.
By the way, one of the worst performances in all Marvel movies is Peter Dinklage in Infinity War.
Oh, you think?
Oh, I hated that.
Why do you hate like?
He was just like, I'm doing a different voice than Tyrion Lannister. Like he clearly like I don't want to sound like Tyrion. I didn't like it.
Oh.
You dug it?
It's fine.
I rewatched Infinity War. It was just bad.
Why do you hate little people, Dan?
So here's my come on, man. Why you keep doing that? You keep goading me into I'll yes and anything. Stop that. I've gotten the note before that I yes and too much. All right. Here's my this is actually the last thing. Do you like Thanos's motive?
Yes.
And do you care about the thing that he can do anything, so why not just fix problems? Like, why not make more food? Why not make more resources? Why not make the planet bigger so there's more space? What, he can literally do anything.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah, right, because he's a bad guy. That is the good argument that actually I'm like, I'll buy that, is the fact that that option doesn't even cross the mind of somebody that, but he's so methodical and thought out, you know?
But he's also still a bit of a madman, so you can't justify all of his mean actions.
And I want to just delete half of the
population.
Oh,
he is insane, though.
Yeah.
He's mad. He's the mad titan. Like, he's...
He's right. a little bit off.
Yeah.
There is a moment, I forgot what it is. There is one moment where he, they say something to him, they catch him in a contradiction, kind of, and then he's like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot what it is, but that moment happened. I was like, good, great.
Yeah.
Like, I need these moments. I need these, like, little things.
I could sort of, I guess, compare it to the movie Hellboy, which I know we all saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new one?
The new Hellboy.
You got to see it, everybody. Check it out. I think it has a, right now, oh, look, it has a negative 40% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
So there's a villain in that who wants to destroy mankind because, like, it's just society's just bad. Like, it's just become shitty and bad. Now, you'll think that I'm just bringing this up for selfish purposes. None of you saw it, right?
Mm-mm. Yeah, yeah. Just to brag.
Well, I saw it, and the thing they show us is her, the villain, watching to show us how bad society has become, watching TV. Mm-hmm. She flips the channel to guess what TV show?
Kardashians.
Love fucking Island.
Whoa.
Wow.
And that's the symbol of, like, how low we've gotten. So I think Thanos might be like, yeah, he could make more food, but we need a reset. Mm. Like, society is shitty and is creating Love Island. Yeah, we need to go back.
But what do you think that he's going to snap his finger? He was like, oh, I snapped my fingers. And he's like, I thought people would accept that reality, but they just stayed sad.
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, I think like, that's because he doesn't understand humans. Yeah.
We stay sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're sad.
We've been sad. We're going to stay sad.
We sad when we got everything.
Yeah. I think he probably, I mean, he's like a trans-dimensional godlike being. Human beings are like insects to him, so he never even considered, like, to him it's just like, oh, I'm just gonna wipe out half of this, because why does it matter? Right. Yeah, I'm thinking big picture. I'm thinking the universe has to be balanced. You're just in my way. He literally says that. Like, you're just here. You know?
That's something I love about him, is that he literally, there's a scene in Infinity War where, like, he's fighting all them, and then he gets the thing he wanted, which I believe is like a stone, and then he's gone to do the next thing. He's like, I don't need to kill you guys. And even when he snaps fingers, he's like, all right, it's just half. Like, I have no problem with any of you guys because you're so below me in how much you matter.
Exactly. Yeah.
But then it's not just, also the other small thing is that he kills half of all living things, right?
Right.
It's not just humans. So it's like, you know.
Well, that's what I mean. It's all just units of matter.
It's
not even
arbitrary species. To him.
What about bees?
Yeah, like, what about colony collapse, Thanos?
What about the wasp? What about the wasp?
And what about bees and the wasp and the Ant-Man? But I think there's something about, like, bringing balance to the force that I'm like, if we... That I'm like, yeah, that's really cool idea, but I'm like, I don't find it, like, cool. Like, it doesn't.
Well, it also doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense because it assumes, and I said this to you when we first talked about Infinity War.
Yeah.
So to think that you could snap your fingers and get rid of half of all life, and that would somehow balance things, assumes that the universe is set up in a way that isn't an interconnected series of things, and it's just this one thing. So basically, if you cut out half of life, it wouldn't just be, oh, things are now twice as good. It would throw everything out of balance.
Yes.
Completely worse than it was before.
I think your explanation of, like, he's fucking crazy is probably the best one.
Right.
Right.
I think another moment similar to the, like, I solve time travel, that, like, audiences at any other movie would be like, fuck this, is Thanos making dinner.
Oh, right.
He's like, a little herb from my garden. He's making some fruit soup.
And he's dressed like fucking Shrek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves Shrek. Yeah. He had just a t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's wearing like an American Apparel,
yes.
Like tri-blend gray t-shirt.
Deep V.
With, yeah. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah.
You can do anything and you have to pick your own fruit.
It's like a scene from Okja. Is that what that movie is?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Also with Tilda Swinton.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah,
great movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a scene in, I watched Age of Ultron like a couple weeks ago just in preparation for this. And there's a scene in that when the Ultron dude at the end is talking to Vision and they're kind of like, it's the final sort of thing. And Ultron's like, you know, all these people are doomed, right?
Right.
And Vision, he's like kind of got humanity. He's like, yeah, but it's a privilege to live among them. They're a nice people,
yeah.
Which is Thanos doesn't get any of that because he doesn't care about humans. They're just an arbitrary species
right.
to him. So that I feel like ties into that. And Ultron was sent by Thanos, I think, in a way, because at the end of that, you know, they have the little eggs at the end.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Fine, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, he so was. I think, yeah, he did
right.
send him.
Yeah, so.
Got to get Spader on the case.
James Spader with the choice of his mouth moves. Like, it moves like a real mouth, but he's a robot.
Yeah.
What are you? Come on. What? But James Spader's great. Anyway, okay. Well, that's it. Let's just go around the room. You guys feel like you said your piece about Avengers? I believe you'll
we
feel
didn't
that
even
one.
Talk about the wrestler that's in it. Is that normal?
Oh, Dave Bautista. I mean, he's in it for only a second. Yeah. He had one good joke. Do you remember what his joke was?
He was like, you guys should fight for the honor of being the leader or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
do it with knives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very funny.
Yeah, that was really funny. Yeah, that's the only line. And then he has that one shot of stabbing. They're in this massive combat. Some people can harness the power of plasma and shoot it and kill out like 15 people at one time. And he literally is just two tiny daggers on the back of something, perpetually stabbing it like a mob kill or like a shank in prison.
I do wish at one point during the big battle scene that Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin had started playing.
Do you really want that?
That would have been, yeah, I think so.
You think that would have been?
As soon as Thor gets on screen, that's what I want. Either that or like that Black Betty, Bam Blam, whoa, Black Betty, that's like a good song.
They play that one of the other ones?
I mean, probably. Yeah. It's like the blockbuster action movie song.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, has anyone adjust their moves? I think we covered it all and a little bit of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Six moves for me still.
Six moves. Beth, still you
Look,
don't like
I
it?
I really loved this movie, and I'm sticking with five moves.
Anoush, would you 4.5 moves? Would you like to move?
Sticking with 4.5.
Okay, I will stick also with 4.5 moves. I'll say that one of the half moves is just because I feel obligated to not give it four because of the importance level. But everybody, thank you for listening. And Beth, thanks for coming in. Make sure to, Beth Appel and Sarah Claspel is down here right now. Make sure to check out Everything Is Rent podcast. Anything you want to say about the pod?
It's a podcast where we talk about the musical Rent. Surely all of your listeners are fans.
All
We've had several original Broadway cast members on. We've had all your favorite comedians on, including Dan Black, Paul F. Tompkins, Nicole Byer, Rachel Bloom, Don't Stop or We'll Die. The list goes on and on and on. And it's just a real fun, great podcast that you'll love so much.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Check it out. I am on it. So
Dan's episode is very good. It's one of the best ones.
Oh,
does he somehow tie things into wrestling?
You know he does.
We do six for sure. Are you going to play?
I should have just said one.
This is actually a nice time for Dan to sort of be quiet and reflective when he does
Shock the system.
One of my favorite parts about watching him do that is it's the only time he's concentrated.
He's so focused.
It's one thing going through his mind. And
it's cute. It's cute. Yeah.
Absolutely. Very cute.
We have
super
Dan
cute.
Cast Rent with wrestlers. So
yeah,
that's
dude,
a
I
fun,
cast Rent
yeah.
with wrestlers. And I got one wrong.
Yeah, one of our listeners wrote in to say
that I should have chosen Carmella for the role of who?
Mimi.
When he's looking at the soundboard, I picture all of his thoughts getting jammed in a doorway like the Three Stooges.
Yes.
So he has a moment to like,
hold the door.
Yeah.
Hold the door.
That's true.
Hold the door. Hold the door.
It's the only time.
Yeah.
Everybody, thanks for listening to this episode of Comedians of Wrestling. It's a bonus. movie dissection of a wrestler with a movie with a professional wrestler in it. And this is a Patreon preview episode. So we do more. We've dissected. What movies have we dissected?
Magic Mike XXL.
Magic Mike XXL. Fighting with My Family, which Hell, just came out.
Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Hell Comes to Frogtown. Sorry.
Santa Claus with Muscles.
They Live Santa Claus with Muscles. That is a movie with Hulk Hogan from like 82. No, it's from like 98, actually.
Yes. Suburban Commando.
Suburban Commando is our first one.
The worst piece of cinema in history, Zombies versus Wrestling.
Ugh.
The Zombies versus The Condemned. Not bad. Not
12
bad.
Rounds?
12 rounds. We haven't done any Fast and the Furious yet.
The Chaperone, possibly my favorite.
The Chaperone, yeah, a piece of true trash and garbage. CM Punk has a movie we got to check out.
Does he?
But anyway, there's more of these on our Patreon. Support the podcast. If you want to support what we're doing and everything that goes into that, go to patreon.com/comediansofwrestling. Thanks.
Slash suck it.
Yeah, suck it. Throw up the X, baby. Hey, Beth, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Keep watching wrestling. Kisses. All right.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.